Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is that which we live and move and have our being, the safest, most secure place in the universe. And so now, as we travel to that beautiful sanctuary inside of us, I invite us to become still, to become comfortable in whatever way works, because we know there is never a cookie-cutter way to pray or to meditate, but just to be comfortable in our bodies without being particularly aware of them. And to be aware of our breath, the breath of God that we are all breathing together in this sanctuary today. And at the same time, the individual breath of God that we, as just the individual we are breathing as God. That breath of God that created us, that breath of God that sustains us. And so I would invite us, just imagining riding on that breath to that place deep inside of us. Just allowing that breath to gently take us there. Just leaving back here anything that got us here today or that we're thinking about doing when we leave here, but being in the moment as we're taken so gently on that breath to that inner sanctuary that lives within us. And so in our mind's eye, just seeing that breath gently placing us at the door of this sanctuary. And as we get closer and closer to this door, we feel the warmth, the security, the love. And even as we look under the door and on the side, we see the brightness of Spirit just shining through, welcoming us. Come in. Sit. This is who you are. And so as we take a seat in this sanctuary, this chapel within us, looking around at the other pews and seeing their love, understanding, power, strength, compassion, all of those beautiful attributes just right there with us, a part of us in this sanctuary. And so with that truth of all the beauty and support and love that is with us, to just open our minds and heart for whatever Spirit wishes to share with us. What is it that we need to know this day to step out, to live a fearless life, to be a light in this world? We are open and receptive as we listen, God. in the silence. And so as we prepare to return to this outer sanctuary, just allowing that breath to bring us back to this time and this place, but with the full awareness that we bring with us the truth that we are, that we are aware that we are spiritual beings, given the gifts of everything we need to live a life that is full of joy and love, of service. So we do give thanks for this realization of who we are. We give thanks for this great joy to come together in this sanctuary, to worship together, to pray together, that our souls are resonating together in this place, and that the beautiful energy that we have created not only moves us forward on our own individual spiritual path, but moves the universe forward as well. We do pray this with grateful hearts. In the name of the one who truly figured it out, the one who said, I am the light of the world, and who said, you are the light of the world, Jesus Christ. And so, with that understanding that we too are the Christ in this world, that we remember the light we are, and we remember Jesus' words that we are not to hide our light under the table, but to put it on the lampstand so it will light the whole room. And we know that light that lights this room will go out into our community, to our country, to our world. And the beauty of that light, the warmth, the power of that light can dissolve all fear, all anxiety, all insecurity. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is. And now let us join together as we sing the prayer that Jesus himself gave to us. Okay.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom.